Well, now when you turn on your water in your kitchen, how do you, what do you call the little pipe that you turn on now, what you have?
I just call our son, calling it faucet, just turn it on like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you talked about it being cold and everything in the pipe bursting.
Yes, I've had that trouble. I was away when that happened. And I had my water, had a man to cut my water off and drain my pipes. And I was away about a month. And when I come back and turned my water on, they had burst it. But still, they're supposed to have been wrapped, the pipes supposed to have been wrapped and drained. But what he didn't have to do it, and when I got back, the pipes were bursting. I had to have them all fixed over. And a plumber would come and see it.
And what about when you went shopping? Like, what did you carry your clothes with you?
Oh, long years ago. Well, very, very little shopping I did for groceries, because we always had our groceries in the store. And we didn't have to carry them anyway. Because we had of our own, you know, we bought them wholesale. Mm-hmm. Have them brought down wholesale.
Well, now what they use for carrying groceries?
Well, they mostly just have the groceries, put them in the bag, and we have a car, you see, or something, waiting for you. And we have a man to take them out and put them in the car for you.
Well, back when you had your store, how would you measure your flour, sugar,
and well, we always had what you call a scoop to dip it up with, and pour it in the bag and put it on the scales and weigh it. Mm-hmm. Whatever, how many pounds you're supposed to have there, you scoop it up and put it in the sack and weigh it. Mm-hmm. That what you
did. You put your potatoes in the same kind of thing?
Yeah, sweet potatoes. But a very few very few sweet potatoes were sold then, because everybody was making them. There's a good many people that raised sweet potatoes, things like that. Wasn't much of a sale for sweet potatoes, because people raised their own. Everybody then was doing something like that. They had their own gardens and their own, you couldn't even sell vegetables in the store. We had that. Everybody had gardens when we had. So we didn't have anything to sell like that.
Well, at your store, did you also have feed and seed?
Well, we sold alfalfa for the horses, and we sold shorts for the hogs. That's the only food we sold. And chicken feed, we had that.
What kind of bags were they?
Big, long, alfalfa would be in a burlap bag, which was a croaker bag, you call it. And the shorts would be in a big white 100-pound sack, you know, just like a big meal sack. It was white.
Well, how about the meal, corn? Do you know about anything about making meal?
One thing about making meal, because we always had a meal. There was two meals, one special. It wasn't too far from my parents. A little piece from where we lived. And we didn't have anything to go right there and get our meal. You mean my family?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, we bought it then about, you know, so much, whatever you wanted. And you could take, at that time, you could take 20 or 25 cents, and you'd get enough meal to last you nearly a month, a small family. Because they grind meal. This meal would grind grits and meal. And gin cotton. And we didn't live anywhere from there. And that's where we got our meal. Most everybody in the neighborhood got meal there.
Well, we didn't have lights back then.
No, we didn't have lights, but we had nice, we had pretty lamps. We had some nice lamps with globes on them. And they were pretty.
Well,